This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump citing what he calls tremendous progress in the development of a coronavirus vaccine and a possible treatment or cure for it. The president also making headlines when he admitted publicly yesterday that he's been taking the controversial anti-malaria drug hydroxychloroquine for about a week and a half, hoping to protect against the COVID-19 virus. With new safety precautions in place for the workers, auto plants across America were opening again yesterday for the first time in weeks after being shut down because of the virus. At the Fiat Chrysler Warren Truck Assembly Plant, this worker says,
they actually got thermometers on the top of the ceiling, so when you walk through, it can take your temperature. So all the safety measures were awesome.
April housing starts coming in at an annualized rate of 891,000. That was 30% below the rate for March. This is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
President Trump still threatening to cut off funding for good to the World Health Organization unless there are reforms of problems he says were turned up by the pandemic. White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany saying WHO is too closely tied to China.
On January 21st, I believe it was, that you had Xi Jinping who was pressuring the WHO and saying, you know, you should not declare this an emergency. And then the very next day, you had the WHO saying, in fact, that this was not an issue, a public health emergency situation.
Tropical Storm Arthur is now moving away from the east coast of the United States with winds of about 60 miles an hour. Watches and warnings are no longer in effect after the first named storm of the year skirted the North Carolina coast with gusty winds and several inches of rain. In early trading today, Wall Street is not continuing with the rally it saw yesterday. The Dow, the Nasdaq, and S&P 500 have all been lower. And this is USA Radio News.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Former WWE wrestler Shad Gaspard is still missing nearly 2 days after reportedly being swept away by a riptide off Venice Beach in California. L.A. County and U.S. Coast Guard rescuers looked for the 39-year-old wrestler for several hours yesterday after lifeguards rescued his 10-year-old son on Sunday afternoon. That happened after Gaspard reportedly motioned to them where the boy was before he then went under, possibly for the last time. Boston's Fenway Park will host the first stadium concert with a couple of superstar musicians since the pandemic began, but there won't be fans in the stands, as we hear from USA Radio's John Hunt.
The Dropkick Murphys will perform a live concert from empty Fenway Park, according to the band. The show, dubbed Streaming Out of Fenway, a play on the group's song Shipping Up to Boston, will be streamed live on the band's Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter and Twitch pages on May 29th. Bruce Springsteen will also be joining them from a remote location. Together, they'll play a Dropkick Murphy song and a Springsteen song. In a post on its website, the group said it is the first band in history to play a full show in an empty sports stadium and the the first to play on the dirt and grass of Fenway Park's infield. The concert, which is free of charge, will raise money for Boston's Resiliency Fund, Habitat for Humanity, and Feeding America. I'm John Hunt.
And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Recover Now is a national campaign aimed at the education and awareness of the devastating effects of opioid and heroin abuse and curbing drug and alcohol addiction in the United States. Recover Now is sponsored by treatment facilities nationwide. Many of them have been where you are, and they want to help by spreading a message of hope and recovery. They're working hand in hand with major insurance companies nationwide that can help you or a loved one get clean in 7 to 30 days. Recover Now is embarking on a national outreach campaign on TV and radio to promote anti-addiction messages. So if you, a loved one, or someone you know has a problem with drugs or alcohol, do not wait. A new life for you could be 30 days away. Call us right now. I promise this call can change your life. Sponsored by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
800-493-4620. 800-493-4620. That's 800-493-4620.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
Well, hello, America. How you doing? Staying well and safe, I pray. Okay, we're still watching, the social distancing, though we're coming out. And we knew that this was going to be a process. And, I am grateful. I mean, though the polling would say a good majority of Americans have finally said, okay, enough's enough. It's time to come out. We have used some reason in terms of the things that we've been told by the CDC and Dr. Fauci et al., and we're using some wisdom, and enough of this stuff. It is time to get America moving out of the shelters and into the public domain once again. Liz Peek joins us, the Fox News contributor, former top-ranked Wall Street analyst. Liz, what are you seeing there in New York, or are you up in the Hamptons?
No, I'm not in the Hamptons. Neither am I in New York City. I'm up in Westchester. Good morning to you, Bill.
Yes, good.
And I'll tell you what we're seeing. New York, of course, has been as hard hit as any place on earth in terms of number of infections and, really, more importantly, number of deaths.
Mm-hmm.
And so Governor Cuomo, who has been sort of a little rocket star media celebrity, I honestly can't understand why, because he has presided over a completely terrible outcome in New York. Nonetheless, I think even he is feeling pressure to loosen the restrictions on people in New York State. Four counties now have been allowed to begin to reopen some non-essential retail businesses and that sort of thing. But you know what? It's happening anyway. And I wrote about this a week or so ago, and I think it hit a nerve because I think a million people read this story. But it was sort of like, just walking around here, there are more cars. They're going faster. There are more people, getting into Target to buy, guess what, non-essential things, et cetera. You can't keep a people and an economy under wraps, Bill, when it really begins to take a bite and the side effects become worse than what you're trying to avoid. And that's kind of where we are now. It's a real tipping point, and I think if I can feel it here in New York, you know it's happening across the country.
Well, we've got an Open the States movement that's taking place.
Yeah.
I mean, today at 12 noon in Pennsylvania, the draconian measures that the governor has been taking there. I'm Michigan. People are at the Capitol steps. I mean, this is happening. You know, this is an organic movement that's taking place, to your exact point. People are saying, look, enough of this stuff. Not to mention the fact that, for what, 8 weeks now, the scientists and all these modelers have had a great opportunity to prove their case. My question is, have they proven their case?
Well, I think that's the problem. The numbers have been so erratic and so wrong oftentimes that people have a little bit lost confidence that Andrew Fauci, for example, Dr. Fauci, really knows. Anthony Fauci, sorry.
Anthony Fauci, yes, right.
Knows exactly what the numbers are going to be, how many people are going to die. I mean, remember, he was the one that was talking millions of deaths, conceivably, in the United States early on. Mm-hmm. And look, he's not an idiot. He's just trying to work with the data that he has. But the data is new and it's raw and it's not always right. I think what we're seeing is that the number of infections are going up in some states even as they open up, not because they're opening up, but in part because they're doing more testing.
Mm-hmm.
There are numbers of indicators that much more of the population has been exposed to this virus than we know. Many, many people are asymptomatic or they get very mild symptoms so they don't even know that they have the coronavirus. And what's happening in the United States is really what's happened elsewhere, which is there's a surge of infections, and then the thing begins to level out for reasons that scientists don't really understand. Mm-hmm. It doesn't mean it's gone, and it may never go. It may be like the seasonal flu that we have to keep an eye on this forever, but we can't keep an eye on it while hunkered down in our basements like Joe Biden. I mean, that's just not acceptable because, and this is, again, scientifically shown now in terms of the actual numbers, there are more people dying of suicides and drug overdoses. And also, Bill, the really horrifying reality is people aren't going in for their cancer screenings. They're not going for chemotherapy treatments. Imagine that.
Yeah.
So we can't have this. And so anyway, look, the smart thing is we know there's a segment of the population that has to be protected that should not go back to work or should go back to work very cautiously, and that's older people and people with diabetes, high blood pressure, heart disease, whatever. For the rest of the population, the fatality rate is probably not far off of what the common flu is, and those people can go back to work.
Well, you know, going back to these early models, when I did some background research and discovered that the people that gave us the models for global warming and the destruction of the world, I mean, by now, I think half the world was supposed to be underwater and half of humanity was supposed to have died already. And that didn't happen. And so now we're relying on the same people that gave us those models to shut down our government? I mean, come on, you got to be kidding me. At some point, somebody's got to ask, look, if you're going to come in and offer some advice and counsel, can I have your batting average first? No.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And again, with Fauci, I mean, I think that's a reasonable question is, why should we take your predictions today any more seriously than we took them a couple of months ago? Well, realistically, he does have more data now. We've seen it, how this disease operates in other countries. Unfortunately, the one country that really could be helpful because it was earliest there is China, but everyone is pretty sure they're lying about the numbers.
Have no credibility. I mean, we actually can rely more on Sweden than we can on China.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, exactly, for the opposite of what they've done. I mean, one of the few countries that didn't shut down. And see, the other thing that I think is being left out of the equation here is the herd immunity, the natural, miraculous response that we are designed to, to defend ourselves in terms of this. And I think that sometimes, just like everything, it's like the free market system. When you mess around with the free market system, you get all these unintended consequences. And I think when you mess around with the natural course of human events or human response, we get all these unintended consequences. And now it's to the point, speaking of New York, the latest is now we've got these little kids that up until this point, there was no infection of little kids. Now we have something that it may or may not be COVID-related that's impacted, over 100 kids now in New York.
Yeah, it's horrifying because the one thing, honestly, that kept me feeling very calm about this whole disease, and by the way, I'm old enough to be worried about the impact on myself, was...
Well, you and me both. We're in tandem here, so yes.
Yeah, I mean, I'm, knock on wood, blessedly healthy, but the truth is, I'm in that age category where it's supposed to be pretty scary, but the thing that really calmed me down was that kids were okay, and I don't like this thing that's happening in New York, whether it's, know, particular to New York or particular to COVID, I have no idea. And it's worrisome.
Well, and the thing, you know, Dr. Birx, going back to some of this information that came down, what was it, the end of last week, she got on the CDC and basically chastised, said, you guys have been off by 25%. You know, what's up with this? And you and I know, Liz, in the boardrooms of America, I mean, if you're off 2%, you could lose your job, you know?
Exactly.
You know, you've got to perform on the number that you're projecting. If not, boy, you better have somebody in the family that's, you know, that is the board chairman if you're going to survive. We've got more from Liz Pick on the other side of the break. Stay with us. It's just about 15 minutes after the top of the hour.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Attention gardeners, if you need to grow nutritionally dense vegetables or medicinal herbs this year, listen, because a bioactive superfood for plants is now available. This all-natural superfood for plants is so effective at producing maximum plant growth in minimum time that it almost forces plants to grow, even under the worst light and soil conditions. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's truly remarkable. Vegetables grow faster and contain more bioavailable vitamins and trace minerals. Plants that rarely bloom will flower constantly. Sickly plants become vibrantly alive. Medicinal herbs become super potent. Flowers become more vivid right before your very eyes. ProtoGrow also improves the taste quality of all your garden vegetables. That's because it's more than just an all-natural superfood for plants. It's a proprietary blend of bioactive seed nutrients that contain the basic building blocks of life itself, which is why ProtoGrow even renews your garden by increasing the microorganisms in the soil. Learn more at growlikecrazy.com. That's growlikecrazy.com. Get special pricing for network listeners right now at growlikecrazy.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. Ouch! Well, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers. Here's what our customers had to say.
Painless. No more pricking my finger.
No finger pricks.
Convenience. They delivered it free and they took care of all the paperwork.
If you're testing your blood sugar four or more times per day, injecting insulin three or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, a CGM can help you. It's accurate, easy to use, and if you have Medicare, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Plus, get free shipping of your new CGM, and we can bill Medicare for you.
Honestly, I had my doubts, but that new CGM is painless.
Call now. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. That's 800-430-7694.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here.
Bill Martinez, live.
Fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us. I am Bill Martinez, 19 minutes after the top of the hour, and our conversation with Fox News contributor Liz Peake continues. Liz, real quick sidebar here. Interesting on this Flynn case. You know, an important document is missing along the way here. I mean, Devin Nunez called it out a long time ago, going, what happened to the original 302s? And that the 302 document, which is the post... investigative or the post interview with General Flynn, where, you know, I think there's a lot to bear out there. Why suspiciously if that's the only document that's missing?
Everything about this stinks, and we all know it. And by the way, Judge Sullivan knows it. This has become such an absurd wrangle when the facts are incredibly clear. Yes, Flynn died because they threatened him with prosecuting his son. What father would not have gone down that road?
Exactly.
But, you know, this man, this offends me more than almost anything that has happened. This is the man who served his country, as we all know, honorably for 35 years, and he has been treated so badly. His life has been ruined. His financial situation is perilous. I really feel badly for Flynn. And what's so upsetting is from the beginning, he did nothing wrong. He talked to the Russian ambassador in his role as incoming national security chief, and that is what you do. So the whole thing is just so smelly, and I agree. Where are those documents? I have no idea. I'd love to see them.
Exactly. And the other thing is, you know, again, I guess the best defense is an offense here. And the Democrat operatives and the progressives are, boy, they're really piling on real quick. And it just tells you all the more, what the heck are they hiding?
Yeah.
I mean, because all this unmasking stuff, I mean, you start pulling a thread and you go, wait a minute. You know, Samantha Powers, you know, all of a sudden she's unmasked. I mean, put in over 100 requests for unmasking. I mean, she's the representative to the United Nations, ambassador to the United Nations. What is she doing unmasking? And then she comes back with some weak answer like, well, they did it in my name. I didn't, you know, it wasn't
right.
me. Somebody
right.
was like, come on, give me a break, you know.
Someone's stolen her identity. Do we believe that? Raise your hand. I don't think so. Look, I think that the Democrats are very scared that this will tarnish Obama's brand. What does that mean? It also means it tarnishes the whole reason for Joe Biden's candidacy, because he's running on an extension, in effect, of the Obama-Biden White House.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the more we see of the Obama-Biden White House, a lot of Americans are going to say, I don't want anything to do with that. And by the way, we have seen some hints of that already. This latest CNN poll that came out that shows Trump ahead of Biden by 7 points in swing states, the most notable takeaway there is a shift in independence towards Trump. And, you know, I don't think it's because they think that Trump is doing such a bang-up job on handling the virus or that he's done this well or that well. It's because they're so sick of this incessant partisan attack on him. I think most level-headed people are just saying, wait a minute, this is ridiculous. This has gone on too long. This guy has never been given a fair chance at running this country or fulfilling his duly elected presidency with any kind of normal circumstances. Democrats always, always overdo it. And they've done it, you know, the impeachment, the unfair partisan, you know, one-track impeachment. That was overdoing it. Nancy Pelosi's $3 trillion bill is overdoing it. They can't help themselves. And at the end of the day, people just, I mean, common sense is what drives this country. And they're looking at all of this and saying, enough.
Yeah, exactly. Millions of dollars have been spent, the time wasted. Liz, you and I have talked about this for years. I mean, since the president was elected, that they kept getting in his way. And here they are. They're stalling out everything. But in spite of that, look what he's been able to accomplish.
I know.
I mean,
It has just been incredible. And you think, gosh, if there was just a little bit of cooperation, you know, from the Democrats, you know, our GDP back then, I think we'd have been looking at 5-6%. They helped us in no way. Yeah,
it really is. And look, if he gets reelected, I truly believe the best is yet to come. If we continue to have a Republican Senate that can get some things done, it would just be fantastic. Four more years of rolling back all the idiotic red tape regulations, yes, anti-business stranglehold that Democrats have ladled across this country because of their complete subservience to labor unions, it would be a marvelous thing to see. And I hope he gets a chance to do it. I think it's possible. Although, I got to tell you, Bill, every now and then I think to myself, how can Donald Trump possibly be reelected? Not only do you have the mainstream media, obviously, now 100% viciously arrayed against him, which, by the way, we all sort of acknowledge that and nod and everyone knows it, but that's a really formidable speed bump. That
exactly.
means Americans are sitting down, watching TV every night, tuning into the networks, et cetera. All they see is the other side of every argument. And, I mean, that's pretty formidable opposition.
It does. Well, this is the tough thing that we have, that, you know, conservatives, the challenge that we have. But the thing is that we can do is take the president's example. And I said this to a Tea Party group here about a month ago. Well, we were still getting together, so it was more than a month ago. And that is that, look at the president. He stands in the truth. He's immovable. And if you know the truth and that's really what you believe in, then just keep standing on it. People can do and say whatever they want to do, and it just kind of just bounces off him. Yes, I'm sure it bothers him. I mean, he's a human being like the rest of us. But nonetheless, still, because he has stood in the truth, he has led the way, even in this coronavirus. You know, you can look back and say, oh, maybe he should have, could have, would on these other things, and pick at it if you want. But by and large, I mean, I think he's done an outstanding job given the players, given the Faucis of the world, and some of these outside influences and the information that they've given him. I think he's been consistent in trying to protect America. The other thing that you were saying in relevant to a re-election, I think the Senate needs to be maintained by the Republicans, and also Nancy Pelosi cannot have the gavel in her hand. If the Democrats in the House, I mean, Nadler and Schiff are already licking their chops right now for impeachment 2.0 over the coronavirus. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, anyway. But that's fine. Let them do it, because Americans didn't like the first round, and they're not going to like the second round. I mean, again, they cannot help themselves. And if they go full bore ahead trying to have congressional hearings against the president, again, an awful lot of people are going to say, wait a minute, he didn't do this. This is not his problem.
Right.
But I was going to say earlier, when I think of all the obstacles to reelection, another one is, think about what this virus has done. Obviously, it slammed the economy, which is the best excuse or argument for re-election. That's tragic for a country, and it's also tragic for Donald Trump. Also, he can't do his big rallies, which, you know, if you've got the mainstream media not telling your story, somewhere it has to be told.
Exactly.
And he is brilliant at telling it out there to those 20,000, 40,000 packed arenas. He does a great job. Meanwhile, Joe Biden, Democrats want to keep hidden. he is hidden because of this virus. So it is really the worst of all worlds. And yet, you know, we won a seat in Florida, California.
I was just going to say, that's an indicator with Mike Garcia winning there. But, of course, all the votes still aren't in. We won't know till later on today, because I'm sure, as they did in other areas, I mean, they said that, you know, he beat her by 12 points. But I go, that's nothing. I mean, you know, it won. I think there was one district in the previous election cycle in 18. We were up by 35,000 votes. And in 2 weeks, that was gone. I guess they found them all in the ice cream depository in Nancy Pelosi's Bay Area refrigerator.
It's really scary.
It really is.
I mean, yeah, there's a lot of bad stuff happening. Democrats will do whatever it takes to win, and Republicans are aggressive too, but I've never seen anything like the full-on onslaught of partisan wrangling that's gone on this last couple of years, and it's only going to get worse.
And the other
can't
thing,
even
too,
imagine if Trump wins re-election, Democrats are literally going to go nuts.
There's going to be gray matter all over the place. The heads are going to be exploding. The other thing, too, Liz, I'll leave you with this, is we haven't even put into the mix what, you know, these social media giants, what Google and that and Facebook are doing, you know, to tip the scales. So you talk about speed bumps. There's speed bumps all around.
I know. That to me me is the scariest, because at the end of the day, if the media is against you, at least you go social media. And if that begins to become a problem, I don't know what we do. I don't know what we do.
We got to leave it there. We got to stay active, that's for sure.
Yeah,
Liz Peek, right here. Thank you, Liz. Take care.
Packages start at $39.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. You can now get Vivint's award-winning smart home security systems starting at about a dollar a day. U.S. News and World Report has recognized Vivint as the top home security system of 2019, calling the Vivint system the best for a complete package of home security and automation, the best pro-installed home security system, and the best home security system with cameras. And right now, you can get Vivint's best home security and smart technology for about a dollar a day. Plus, get free professional installation. Protect your home and loved ones for as little as a dollar a day. Call right now for your home security consultation.
800-962-6082. 800-962-6082. That's 800-962-6082.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
American auto workers back on the job after weeks of auto plant shutdowns because of the pandemic, and management and union officials agree that yesterday's first day back went well. This UAW member at a Ford plant in Detroit says,
"It's a learning curve. It's different. They got a lot of new safety precautions in place. The mask is difficult to wear. It fogs your glasses up. But we're going to be all right."
The precautions do slow down the normal production rate. One worker telling reporters while they'd normally build 400 trucks during a shift, they only managed to produce about 100 yesterday. President Trump saying the World Health Organization is, in his words, a puppet of China, telling reporters the organization's response to the global pandemic has been a very sad job. He recently halted U.S. contributions to the WHO. And this is USA Radio News.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you, and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Getting America back on track. Yeah. Bill Martinez live.
And you thought it was going to be easy, huh? Oh, welcome to the world of politics, ladies and gentlemen, where right isn't necessarily right anymore. It's almost like right is wrong, wrong is right. I mean, it's an upside-down world, I think Tom Selleck said. Hey, welcome back. 28 minutes before the top of the hour, my good friend Lowell Ponte joins us now. Mr. Lowell, of course, you know, he is the think tank futurist, former think tank futurist. I don't know that you're ever former. Once you are, you just keep on going, are you not?
You are, I mean, because there's always a future out there.
Exactly. And I mean, and there's always, I mean, you know, the one thing about think tanks, they're somewhat virtual, so they can be wherever you choose them to be, right? It could be your bathtub, for that matter.
Absolutely.
I mean, not to get too personal or anything like that, but, you know, some of my best thoughts happen in the shower. I don't know. What is it?
I'll give you an example of how think tank people work, Bill. For example, Nancy Pelosi Monday night on CNN said of President Trump, he's our, in the wake of his now acknowledging that he is taking hydroxychloroquine with zinc as a preventive measure. He's our president, said Nancy Pelosi, and I would rather he not be taking something that has not been approved by the scientists. By the way, it has been approved.
Yeah, for a number of decades.
Especially, she went on, in his age group and his, shall we say, weight group.
Yeah, did she called him morbidly obese.
Now, in the first place, Trump is not morbidly obese.
Right.
He may be, he's certainly overweight, mm-hmm. but he's right on the line between overweight and obesity. He's on mm-hmm. the low edge. Morbidly obese is like 100 pounds overweight.
Right.
Trump is nowhere near that. Second, we need to take into account that because people on Nancy Pelosi's left have been constantly threatening the president's life,
yes.
He does not walk out naked before an audience. He walks out wearing a front and back bulletproof vest. And those bulletproof vests make him bigger in bulk by appearance than he otherwise would seem to be.
Good point. Mm-hmm.
And because of leftist threats to fatally infect him, yes, leftists have actually been offering money to anyone who can give this 70, almost 73-year-old president coronavirus, which could be deadly.
Well, not to mention, hasn't there been some attempted poisonings on him as well?
Oh, one would assume there has.
I think there's reports of that. Not to mention some other attempted assassinations that have been thwarted as well.
But the point is, if you know, you're not only going to be shot at with bullets, but also people are deliberately trying to and offering money for the infection of him with a deadly virus at his age. He is taking hydroxychloroquine as a shield, just like
exactly.
he wears a bulletproof vest.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, Nancy Pelosi, who was saying this, is herself 80 and clearly entering the Joe Biden realm of intellect.
Well, she figured that chocolate ice cream was her prophylactic. You know, so I guess,
that,
you know, that's
$25,000 a piece refrigerator. She has two of them.
Exactly. But, yeah, I thought this whole deal was just insane. And to add to it, I mean, Neil Cavuto, I like Neil. I think he's a funny, cherubic kind of guy. And self-deprecating. I mean, I like the guy. But he went off the rails yesterday when President Trump made the announcement that he was taking hydroxychloroquine. I mean, you saw gray matter just splatter all over the cameras. And then
they
go...
Is that especially funny? Anthony Fauci, the
yes.
god mm-hmm. of all of this, has said that if he came down with COVID-19, he might very well take hydroxychloroquine.
Right. Well, you know,
now, if Anthony Fauci would take it, why can't the president take it?
Exactly. Why couldn't any one of us take it? And hopefully we would take it sooner than later. I mean, this VA study that they're coming out with, you knew this thing was, you know, was a little tilted, right? And what they determined, you know, when you look into the fine print, Lowell, the people that they gave the hydroxychloroquine, their life was being measured in minutes and hours. And so
including a woman Democrat lawmaker, state lawmaker in Michigan.
Right.
Who credits Trump with saving her life by putting her and her doctor on the hydroxychloroquine.
Exactly. But I'm talking about the VA study that they quoted so quickly. And Neil Cavuto was so passionate about it. He goes, you can't take that. It'll kill you. And it's like he was going on and on. I go, wait a minute, Neil, you're not a doctor. Calm down. Just take a breath here for just a moment. And there's more to it. And, of course, then we find out because, I said, I got to look into this study. And you find out why, you know, so many people died. Well, they were already on death's bed. There was no way to bring them back. And, of course, this all prejudices the deal and encounters. I mean, and then that evening you got Dr. Mark Siegel testifying that his father was saved by hydroxychloroquine. And so it's like even Neil Cavuto had to go, oop.
Like, remember one of many highlights of the Trump administration, they passed the Right to Try bill.
Exactly.
I identify with that because my father was a drug smuggler from Mexico.
Mm.
That is, when he was dying with cancer, he would drive down into Mexico from where we live in California, mm. and he would buy drugs that were readily available over the counter there that the FDA had forbidden here.
Right.
Like Laetril and so on, attempting to save his life. Now, Trump's attitude is, you have a right to do that. Understand, Bill, you and I have something in common with every single person listening right now, and that is we are all inheritors of a sexually transmitted, always fatal condition called being alive.
Exactly.
We are all facing death, and we should all have the right to take what we think will save us during a severe illness. That's what Trump was doing. And he, of course, is more of a target than most of us. Now, by contrast, look at the kind of things they do prescribe. I used to be the science and health editor at Reader's Digest mm-hmm. for 15 years. And as such, Here's something that most people are unaware of. They don't even think about. The government, in many cases, is ordering you to wear a mask, right?
Right.
One of the consequences of wearing a mask, apart from becoming someone who reminds folks of a bandit, is you are breathing a higher proportion of the air that you've already just exhaled, which is heavier in a load of CO2, carbon dioxide, than the ordinary air you otherwise would be breathing. So what you are doing by breathing through a mask is you are gradually reducing the level of oxygen in your blood, because CO2 is much more intense at, at not letting you make it, turn it into usable oxygen. Now, I once did a piece at Reader's Digest suggesting that just as we give traffic tickets to people who drive drunk, we should give traffic tickets to people who drive smoked. Because if you smoke two packs a day, your brain is getting up to 20% less oxygen than it otherwise would. I mean, you can measure, and one of the characteristics of this disease is that you have less oxygen in your blood.
Exactly.
So now we're making people have less oxygen by making them wear a mask.
Wear a mask, right. And, Lowell, a number of the doctors, I mean, you probably, if you took a survey, it'd be somewhere 50-50, because I've heard them say repeatedly, don't wear a mask. The masks are for medical people. They're not for everyday citizens. They really, you know, to your point, they're really not helping, not to mention the fact that most everyday citizens, if you watch them, they're not wearing the mask properly. Or like, who was it, the one reporter? Was she from CNN? She came out of the press conference, and she didn't realize, I guess, or wasn't really paying much attention. But once the presser was over, she gets up and removes her mask, and she's walking through people. So it's like, wait a minute, you know? For all this pomp and circumstance, you know, it's just so hypocritical.
But, of course, the Democrats, especially governors like Cuomo and Whitmer and so on, they have every incentive to keep all the emergency powers they've claimed for themselves, and they can only do that as long as there's no... By the way, who hates hydroxychloroquine most? Answer, the big pharma company.
Exactly, the people that don't get money for it, because it's cheap. It's like $20, you know, for all the pills there. It's near, you know, almost over the counter. Yes, you still need a doctor's prescription, but it's so common and it's been around for so long. I mean, you might as well, you know, just you know, let it be over the counter. But that's
even
just
though it's generally regarded as safer than the aspirin you can buy over the counter.
Can you imagine?
You should consult your doctor.
And I'm glad you brought this up, because we're going to follow the money just a little bit more on this specific topic when we come back. And we're visiting with the one and only Lowell Ponte, former think tank futurist, former roving editor. And he's still roving, but he was a former roving editor at Reader's Digest and author as well. And I think he's got a free gift up his sleeve, so stay tuned.
Attention, this is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-368-0123. 800-368-0123. That's 800-368-0123.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield, and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest
lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Hand sanitizer is not an option. It's now a must-have. But beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That is why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients. Employing Americans. Log on now at 2020safe.net and order your liter bottle and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $14.95 value, free. By using code GCN at checkout, 2020safe.net offers many natural products to help support health and help you live a more fulfilled life. From germ-zapping hand sanitizer to immune-building nutraceuticals, 2020safe.net has what you need in stock today. Just click 2020safe.net. Remember to enter GCN at checkout and the bonus is yours free. Go now to 2020safe.net.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun owners population guaranteed. And now you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter frontsight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Front Sight, America's gun training destination.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
Yeah, those everyday things that we've taken for granted for so many years. I got to tell you, Lowell Punty, America is due for a bit of an overhaul. We need some compassion, kindness. Maybe if we all go out and watch Tom Hanks, doing Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood, maybe that'll give us a little bit of shot of kindness adrenaline. Because what is being ramped up here with everybody supposedly wearing a mask, as we suggested momentarily in some places, they're really pressing it, and to where people are getting rather warriored up over their perception of their neighbor participating in this pandemic in such a way to be some kind of human prophylactic against and impede what's happening here, and people are getting carried away, and they're losing their sense of compassion and kindness toward one another.
Oh, it's interesting you say that, because, of course, the number one funder of the Democratic Party is still labor unions, but the number two funder is trial lawyers, which is why Democrats will not do anything about trial lawyers, even though expert analysis says they are a major reason why companies are not reopening.
Oh, yeah.
Because they're sitting there saying, oh, my God, if somebody working for me, if somebody coming into my store walks away with COVID virus, even though he caught it 3 days earlier from his Aunt Ethel, I'm going to be sued for millions of dollars.
Exactly. No, that this is the thing. This is, all the ambulance chasers are out there are just licking their chops, waiting for this.
And the left actually has coined a term, lawfare, using
yes.
the law as a kind of war.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
and that's how they do a great deal nowadays. So we've developed a society of intimidation in the face of people knowing that God only, who knows what a judge or a jury will do to you? Look at Judge Sullivan.
Yes, exactly. Funny you should bring him up. Exactly, yeah.
It wasn't enough for him that the federal government dropped all charges. It wasn't enough for him that there's now irrefutable proof that the Obama administration, including Obama himself, was calculatingly trapping Flynn illegally in an activity. This judge, who was appointed by Bill Clinton, decides that, oh, he doesn't like this fellow, so he has appointed a friend of his who happens to have been a very close partner of the fellow who headed the Mueller commission that was designed to destroy Donald Trump, Judge Gleason, to try to cook up some new charge that the judge can make.
Yeah, exactly.
Even though everybody else has dropped the case, they won't.
But isn't Gleason in a tough spot? Because previously he had been on the opposite side of the argument and supported it in terms of dropping the case, because the Justice Department basically said, well, you can have a trial, but there's not going to be a prosecutor there. And so he went along with it, said, yeah, that's the way to do things. Now Sullivan has brought him back to, I guess, give him a second shot and another bite at the apple, and maybe he'll get it right. Because Sullivan, if he gets this right, I guess maybe he gets free cocktails, you know, up in the Hamiltons, I guess. I don't know.
Oh, I thought he appointed Gleason because Gleason had written an op-ed, I think, in the Washington Post, advocating judges taking over and, in effect, creating law in a case like this. So Judge Sullivan wants to be the judge and the jury and the executioner of someone he dislikes.
Well, this is...
This is why when you see polls, the amazing thing is how many Americans now, if you're called by somebody who claims to be a pollster, but you've never heard of before, are you going to admit, yes, I support Donald Trump, knowing that if you are publicly identified as a Trump supporter, you could have violent thugs from Antifa attacking your house, as happened with Tucker Carlson of Fox News, for example. They were literally kicking his kitchen door in, and they were shouting, "We have bombs. We know where you sleep."
Yes. And this is his wife and kids are there. He's not there.
Only his wife and kids
are there. I mean, it's pathetic what happened. Anyway, Lowell, I did want to talk about Nancy Pelosi's latest poison pill that must have come straight out of her refrigerator underneath her her chocolate ice cream collection. $3 trillion worth of what you say votes for Democrats. I mean, there they are doing what they do best, buying votes with our money.
Oh, sure. By the way, it began when she said think big to her lieutenants. And those other Democrats came back with a $4 trillion plan that even Nancy Pelosi, who as a little girl learned sinister politics from her Baltimore Democratic boss father, even she choked at the price tag, which was more than the entire federal government's entire annual revenue. So she cut it to only $3 billion, which is to say 1,815 pages, more than 600 pages, longer than the average Bible. That was her spending bill, and she's planning to bring up an additional spending bill every month or two between now and the election, each one worth at least $1 trillion. What that means is by the time she's done, they will have on the table $16 trillion worth of spending above government revenues by the time the year ends. If nothing else, they've shown what their agenda is, and their agenda has a lot of really scary stuff in it.
Exactly. Yeah.
There are a lot of devils that can hide in the details of 1,815 pages of legislation. Mm-hmm. Among them, she now wants to give up to $3,000 a year, not only to every family of U.S. citizens, but also every family of illegal aliens in the country. How she justifies that, I don't know. But, of course, the essence of the Democrat way of doing things is that the government will break your leg and then offer you a crutch. Government will tax away everything you have and then give you a means to survive if you bow to the government and become dependent on the government. Among the levels of dependency, she wants to change all voting procedure in the U.S. so that voting will henceforth be done under federal mandate by mail. All states and localities will be required to send out a mail-in ballot to every person on the voter rolls, and many more will be available to anyone who applies for them.
How does that secure the vote?
It will be illegal to question any applicant or any name on the voter rolls. That is, you cannot have voter ID, you cannot have any way to root out fraud, because the entire intent of the program is to be able to steal elections.
Right.
Oh, and she has even started implementing proxy voting in Congress. Now, when I was a callow youth working in the California legislature in the assembly, I witnessed proxy voting, which is a routine part of California law. Mm. In proxy voting, I mean, I remember as a youth, I walked onto the floor for the first time with my credentials, which allowed me to do so. And there were four people walking up and down the aisles of an otherwise empty California assembly, flipping the electronic vote switches on everybody's desk. And I turn to the security guard and I say, "What the heck is happening here?" Mm-hmm. And he says, "Oh, they're just recording the quorum votes that were agreed at the party meetings this morning." Now, there were at least two instances I knew of where an assemblyman died a few hours before the session in a car crash and so on.
Mm-hmm.
And yet, that assemblyman's vote turned up in the morning vote as if he had come down from heaven as a ghost and voted for or against the bill.
The Democrats have resurrection power. You didn't know that, Lowell. And what's amazing as well is when they
have Chicago, where five out of every three people vote Democratic.
Well, yeah, exactly. Well, they always count on the vote isn't in until the cemetery vote is in, as they say fondly. And which I always find quite interesting, along with all the missing toilet paper in America right now, is the fact that Democrats somehow have the power to resurrect somebody who's died, who was a staunch Republican upon their death. But upon their resurrection, they vote Democrat.
Isn't it amazing?
Yeah, it's unbelievable.
When their eyes close, their eyes open, so to speak. And I guess that makes sense, because as essential services, most Democrat governors have agreed the liquor stores may remain open, the marijuana stores may remain open, the abortion clinics may remain open, but the gun stores, with constitutional authority behind them, are forced to close, as are the churches.
Exactly, yeah. Yeah, the heck with the Constitution, but this is what America needs to have their eyes wide open to, because, Lowell, this is all conditioning us. I mean, if they can do it this much at this point, I mean, we're talking forced vaccination coming down the road. You know, we were talking a little bit about the solution for the coronavirus, and all you have to do is follow the money, and you have the sense that the reason that people are so upset about President Trump endorsing, and this was hydroxychloroquine when he endorsed it initially, or said, "Hey, look at this is interesting. I like the results." The media went absolutely nuts, and then you wonder, okay, how many big pharma people are in their back pockets telling them, "Hey, you got to delay this deal." You know, Bill Gates and the rest of them, you know, they're scrambling, Lowell. If you and I came up with a vaccine for the coronavirus, you know, we'd be gazillionaires. I mean, forever.
Yeah, the fellow behind this latest vaccine in the news did become an overnight billionaire at a high-tech firm in Massachusetts. By the way, latest paper I have out, you mentioned free gift, is called The Secret War. You can get a copy free and postpaid, won't cost you a penny, just by calling 800-630-1492, like the year Columbus sailed the ocean blue. That's 800-630-1492.
And what can we look forward in that white paper?
You can look forward to how they want to make us cashless. They will eliminate money, exchange it for you using a credit card, but they will then control what you can and can't buy with a credit card. You can't buy a gun, for example, in New York. That's what Andrew Cuomo wants. But then Andrew Cuomo's been preoccupied living with killing old people in nursing homes.
He may
have killed as many as 5,000.
Well, Lindsey Graham said it's all about insatiable control, and that's what's on display, ladies and gentlemen. Lowell Ponte, former think tank futurist, former roving editor, with us right here on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Lowell. Take care. Be blessed, my brother.
You too, brother.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly
directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Do you want to give you a